Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you. You've been good to me. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful that's in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all on this thankful Friday. I want to tell you the scripture says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I got to put this out there. If you ain't the word, you ain't going nowhere. You didn't catch that. When you're in the word, you're not going anywhere. There's not a devil in hell. There is nothing in heaven, in earth, beneath the earth, can take you away from God. Because he is his word. We're going to ask Pastor Bill for a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. And then we'll get into the lesson. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's a powerful scripture. I know a lot of time we don't take these scriptures always as something new and a revelated word. But God said that's a revelated word. He says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So if you're in the word, you'll never pass away. Woo! That's eternal life right there, man. I tell you guys, boy, you got to get a hold of that thing right there to really see what I'm talking about. But we're going to ask Pastor Bill, he should be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we will continue in today's lesson, Thankful Thursday.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Just kind of like to share something from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. When we read it out of the New Living Translation, it says, So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for this day. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches the word. We're thankful for those who called in and those who are listening on that. Father God, we ask that you continue to have your way with us all, Father God, that we may draw closer to you as we study your word together. Bless those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are going through. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. We know that you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And we know you'll keep us in perfect peace. And by your stripes, we are here. So, Lord, bless each and every one to stand on the word of God. No matter what may come their way, know that God got them because he has the whole world in his hands. And, Father God, we're thanking you for this word that we're going to share today, Father God, and we're going to learn more so that we can meditate on your word day and night. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us. Plead the blood of Jesus on all of us, Father God, and especially on our pastor as he continues teaching the word of God. We give you praise, and we want to thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that word of prayer. Okay, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday, and we all got so much to be thankful for, because in everything, give thanks. But this is God's will that you do this, especially all those that are in Christ Jesus. It is his will.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about doing the will of God, give thanks. These are his words, they're not mine. I continue to tell you all, this is the word of God. He says, if you'll give thanks, guess what? You're doing the will of God. And I read that. And then he says, also rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So God's will is that we give him thanks for everything. Mm-hmm. I just love thanking him for his words. Like I said, he showed me in the word today. He says, hey, if you're in my word, you won't pass away. And I had to go, what? I said, yeah. If you're in the word of God and you're abiding, you're living up in there, you ain't going nowhere. You got to stay with him because heaven and earth are passed away. Can you imagine the heaven and the earth passing away? I mean, I'm just saying, man, come on. The heavens and the earth are passing away before God's word will. That is so awesome. That's why I'm urging, encouraging everyone to be in the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, the next person, just start, you know, press one or just... No, you got a testimony. Go ahead on. We need to hear it today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise. All right, Pastor. So they chime in. I'm just going to read Ephesians.
Hold on, Pastor.
Okay.
We got two of them. Well, here's one of them.
Okay.
We got two of them here, but here's one. I think this is our evangelist, Renee. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise God.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I do have a testimony.
God has
been so good. He's been better than me than I've been to myself. I mean, he's so good. I know y'all get tired of me talking about my foot. But you don't understand.
Never.
You just don't understand.
We're not tired.
Ugly.
I'm not tired.
Yeah, it was very, very ugly. And I can wake up every morning and look down and my foot is still there. Because I stood on God's word. By his stripes, I was healed.
Yes.
That takes that scripture, any scripture that fits your situation, and stand on it.
Now you preach.
I am. By his stripes, I am healed, was what I would say, and I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's just so many uplifting scriptures. You just sitting around here sometimes, I just start quoting scriptures.
Yes.
And it uplifts my spirit, you know?
Amen.
Because the world, man, it's so much going on. So much going on. But we got to stand on God's word. We got to ask him to be a fence around us, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. I mean, we just got to do it.
Amen.
But I am so grateful for this broadcast. I love my word at noon.
Come on.
I love my teaching. The teachings, the testimonies, it's just a beautiful thing to do. I mean, every day. It's you can't get too much word. You can't get too much God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thankful. I am thankful. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. And to the others, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You don't know who need to hear it. It ain't. Now, you've been healed, you've been blessed, let somebody else get blessed. Maybe theirs are not always white meat. You know, I tell you, I'm so tempted to tell evangelists sharing testimony. But listen, brothers and sisters, that... When that woman testified to me, it woke me up to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So keep on speaking that word. Keep on saying it. Somebody going to hear it like you heard it. And say, you know what? If God did that for her, he'll do it for me. If he healed her, put to the white meat, he'll heal mine. And this little mosquito bite I got ain't nothing. See, that's the way they'll look at it. See? That's why it's important. And I appreciate your concern behind it. I want you to know, Evangelist Renee, I, for one, I think I can speak in behalf of this broadcast. We love hearing your testimony. I've heard people say that. And, and you know, Pastor Bell, you know, she don't mind hearing it every time.
That's right. Amen.
That's what they said in the book of Acts. They want to hear it again. They want to hear the testimony again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I thank God for you.
Amen.
Sister Laura. Well, okay. Okay, Pastor. Go ahead. You didn't. You was in line first anyway.
But is she, Sister Laura, still there, Pastor?
No, she went away. She may come back in a minute. May have something to do.
Okay. All right. Yes, I agree with Pastor. I can hear that testimony about God's healing, miraculous healing. Every day we get on here. Every day when I'm not on here, and I'm just talking to her, you know, when she shares that, it's just powerful. It's so powerful. And then God allowed me to be a witness. Amen.
Yeah.
And you too, Pastor. Allowed us to be a witness to that. Amen. So we thank God. I could look at her foot now. It don't even look like it ever had a hole in it. God just healed it. just smooth it right on out from the inside out. I just thank God for such an awesome work that God did. Amen.
Amen.
The fact that she stood on the scripture. She didn't get off that scripture. She was in pain some days. And she stood on the word of God. And she would call me sometimes. She'd just be in pain. We have a little prayer. And she say, by his stripes, I'm healed. I said, that's right, sis. That's right. And thank God.
See, you know, the enemy come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Right, Pastor?
That's right.
He come but to steal. He'll steal your testimony. See, a lot of people just think he steal your joy. Man, don't let him steal your testimony. Don't let him steal that word from you. It's bad.
That's right.
He steal our joy and happiness in the course of a day. He keep that bad seed there. And if you mess around here and not see it, later on in the daytime, the spirit will say, you wish you had seen it, that. Went on and see it, that. See, that's how you just steal your joy. So don't let him steal that word. Because when you steal that word,
right,
baby, he done stole that word. But go, I mean, your testimony. Go ahead, Pastor.
That's all right, Pastor. I know every time we hear it, Evangelist Renee's testimony, we get fired up. But that's all right. Praise God. But that's all right. Claim it, you know. Stand on it. If you got a testimony, tell how good God's been, then you should tell it. I used to sing a song like that. I'm going to tell it everywhere I go.
All right.
Oh, praise God. Amen, amen. The scripture I wanted to share with us, we had posted, I think we had posted out on it yesterday, was Ephesians 3:17 through 19, and I'm going to read it out of King James and also out of the New Living Translation. And it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Then reading that from the New Living Translation, it says, then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ through it. Too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And as I was reading that, thank God for the word, as I was reading that, even in Colossians, it tells us that we should be rooted and grounded in the word. And I said, wait a minute. So I had to flip back to Ephesians. And I said, yeah, okay. So in Colossians 2, in that 7th verse, it says, I'm going to start with the 6th verse. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And then that New Living Translation says, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Amen, amen. I just wanted to share that word because after we went off the air yesterday, and I was just, you know, taking my little notes, and when I saw that being rooted, and then I was over in Colossians, I said, oh, okay. It tells us this here in, you know, a couple places. And I feel like, you know, the word of God was touching my spirit when it said to be rooted. And not only be rooted, but allow your roots to grow deep down in God's love. Because what it says over here in this verse 17, it says, then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Isn't that beautiful? May you experience Christ's love. Amen. So I thank Pastor for bringing that scripture, bring it out yesterday, because he had said it before I had read it. Let's see how Pastor said it. Oh, yeah, he said God's love is in three ways. He said deep, wide, continuously. God wants us to receive his love in his fullness, wide, long, high, and deep. Amen. So to me, that means he wants us to be covered in his love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say this. Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing. We were supposed to go back there. That day was Thankful Thursday. But at any rate, Paul prayed that God would strengthen the other Christians. And that's what I'm saying to today is, God give you some knowledge. Pray that others be strengthened by it. If it's nothing but your testimony. Paul said, now, yeah. But for this reason, I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm going to tell the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell the whole heaven and earth, pay attention, that he will grant you, according to his riches in glory, to be strengthened with the Spirit of God in the inner man. See, it's the inner man that has to be strengthened. Don't want that for you. He don't want you to ever get strengthened. He wants you doing the same thing you did 10 years ago. He wants you to walk around and letting that mind that the devil has. See, that's what the devil wants. He wants you to have his mind. Get Christ's mind.
That's right.
So it's so important that we strengthen one another. And the way you do that is to live, or to let Christ live in your heart. See, it can't be 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, 90-10. No, either you're going to let him live in your spirit or you're not. And if you do, then, you know, Satan got to go. You can't walk around with bitterness, unforgiveness. You can't walk around wanting to be like the world. You can't walk around wishing that you was. No, you thank God for who you are. You thank God that he healed you from the white meat. Thankful. You thank God for he made you. Greater is he that is in you than the he that is in the world. So you can have that place in you, because Christ lives in you, in your spirit. He lives there, not visiting. Big difference. So a lot of times, folks, You know, they want the spirit to visit them and then leave, like on Sunday morning, the spirit leaves. No, this is an everyday 24/7. Well, do that mean you're going to be on point all the time? No. But just like Jesus said, you know, if you get off point, hey, you pray and you ask God to forgive you and that person, and you go on in life. But you don't sit around and hold vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You know, you don't sit around and not confess. You don't sit around and not show God's goodness. God done blessed some folks on this broadcast. I know he has. And yet you won't confess what he did for you. And how, and y'all know, especially those that have been following me for years and years and years, I don't make nobody do anything. Don't encourage you. All I do is speak the word. And if you want to be free, you get it. You got a platform right here. You can be free. You can get yourself free. Confess.
Amen.
Right here. Right here and now. We will stand with you. Because you know what?
That's right.
He also said that he wanted you to be strong in the Lord.
Yeah.
And in the power of his might. And that's what I have for each and every one of you guys. That you began to walk in the glory of God. But there are certain things that would hinder that. Would hinder you from getting closer to God. And we're supposed to be living in Christ. Not visiting him. Living there. So there's an answer for whatever it is. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And believe me, I appreciate what everybody say, do when they come on here. But so I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those who, you know, God been dealing with you about things, about your testimony. God been dealing with where the moment you began to speak, you gonna watch life come. Not only
Hallelujah.
To you, but to others, because that's what you are.
Hallelujah.
You're dwelling in God now. So there's life in you.
Yeah.
Life is in you. The life of Christ lives in you. So by you speaking it, you're projecting that into somebody else. So when I get on Thursday and I tell people, you know, be thankful because the word of God says, those are not my words. That's what he says. He says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yesterday, the Lord told me, says, you tell the people. This came right from God. God knows I had not read that out of that other translation until Pastor read it. God said, you tell them my love is three ways. That's what God told me to tell everybody yesterday. And I was obedient. He said, my love is deep, wide, and continuously.
Yeah.
Man, did that knock my socks off. Figuratively, not literally. Figuratively, let me be clear. But that's the kind of experience it was. And then she turned around and she read that. I don't know if it was out of a Messenger Bible or wherever she read it from. It said the exact same thing. Man, you know, I shouted a while on it. Because I knew what God
was
giving me, the same thing he's giving someone else. And that's all I'm saying.
Amen.
If you are... allow yourself to exalt someone else. If not you, exalt someone else.
Amen.
You know how to exalt other people. Exalt them with your own testimony.
Yeah.
With your
That's
own
right.
testimony, exalt them. Bless God. See.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? It don't take a whole lot for me. I can start testifying on y'all testimony.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And I wasn't talking about nobody in particular, even though I mentioned a couple people's names. That was not directed toward you. So I don't want you to feel no type of way. Because there again, it's your testimony. It becomes yours when you speak it. But until you speak it ain't even your testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Anyone
thank
else?
God.
Hallelujah. Just press one. I want to announce that Brother Robinson, he made it back safely. He texted me this morning around 3 o'clock and told me that he made it safely, Minister Robinson.
Amen.
So happy to know he made it back safely. And anyone else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Well,
that is good.
I appreciate each and every one of you all. We're going to pick the lesson back up, identifying with Christ. That's what we've been talking about, finding ways to identify with him. Evangelist Renee, in her testimony a while ago, she mentioned a couple ways. The Lord is my shepherd. See, when you take that and you unpack that, then you said, the Lord is guiding me. The Lord is directing me. He's my shepherd. You have to make it personal. That's what she said a while ago. So that's what we're talking about, identifying. Matter of fact, I know that some people haven't even discovered your identity in Christ yet. You haven't even discovered it. Because you're not in the Word like that. And you should get in the Word like that. That is my prayer. That God strengthen you in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those that text me with certain questions that right then, right before your face. I mean, I don't mean no harm, but you can keep on texting. But I'm just saying, the Word of God right there in your face, and you won't even embrace that. Embrace it. Embrace your identity.
Yeah.
Embrace. You know, a while back, I'm going to say this, and anybody else want to have something to say. See, I'm not in a real big hurry. I got things to do, but then again, I'm not in a big hurry because there's some things I need to do for the Lord. Like the other day, we was at the park, and the Lord told me to get this young lady saved. Well, I know everybody else probably don't understand what was going on, but it's okay. So I don't always expect people to understand, but I'm going to tell you this. You need to embrace your identity. Identify in Christ. Need to embrace that.
Amen.
You
got to
start embracing that. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, it tells us wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with thy getting, get understanding. So a lot of people get stuff, but they don't get the full understanding of it.
Yeah.
So get the understanding that, hey, you're what the Word of God say you is. That's more truth than what you're thinking. That's more truth than what Satan put in you. It's what the Word say about you. I told you earlier, that's the only thing that's going to last. Everything else going to pass away. Even the heaven and the earth are passed away before the Word will.
Yes.
So you can truly say, hey, I'm in the Word. I've been born by the Word. I'm standing in the Word. I'm living by the Word. Well, you're not going to pass away. But if you live by your thoughts and your feelings, you're out of here. You're out of here. But if you dwelling in that Word, which means to live in, if you're living in that Word, listen, brothers and sisters, you don't have to, I'm waiting on my breakthrough. What breakthrough? Faith is there right now. Faith is waiting on you to start speaking it.
Yeah.
But anyway, anyone else?
Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Pastor, before we close out, I'd like to read Ephesians 3:14 from the Message Bible for that lesson. It says, my response is to get down on my knees. And I heard you just say that not too long ago, Pastor, before the Father, this magnificent Father, who parcels out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet firmly on love, you'll be able to take it with all followers of Jesus, the extravagant dimension of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breath. Test its length from the depth. Rise to the height. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And if no one else, we're going to see you all.